This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The country ham curing process at Newsom's Old Mill store in Princeton continues to produce unique country hams and other products each year. Owner Nancy Mahaffey says the start of curing is a very hands-on process.
We begin by hand rubbing them with a certain amount of salt and a small amount of brown sugar calculated upon the median weight of what the product is. You take that poundage and you figure it out.
Mahaffey adds curing the hams is a labor of love.
Once they're hand rubbed for a long time, because we don't use any sodium nitrate, if you use sodium nitrate, you do not have to spend as much time rubbing the ham. So this is really a labor of love by these people that do this for me and with me, because we have government paperwork to keep up with.
She says the next step is hanging the hams in the smokehouse to age and get ready for smoking.
When their skins feel right to me, and it has to be when the salt has equalized to the bone, which I know about what that is, then you can start smoking them. Now, we use old-fashioned iron kettles that date way back, one per house.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
The Kentucky Corn, Soybean, and Small Grain Growers Associations will be hosting the Kentucky Commodity Conference, sponsored by Hopkinsville Elevator and its family of farmer service companies in Bowling Green on January 19th. It's an all-day event with agronomy speakers, marketing speakers, and a forum for the Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture race. The keynote speaker will be acclaimed global futurist Jack Aldrich. Participation is free, but pre-registration is required. Learn more and sign up at kycommodityconference.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Nancy Mahaffey says her hams are typically sold in the late fall and winter months.
They're a little bit younger to me because I like that older age flavor in October, but they're geared for most of them to move out in December, and the remainder of them are sold to high-end restaurants at my retail.
She adds her business is now nationwide and generational.
We have national customers all over the place, and then they tell their friends, and then their friends are ordering, or we have generational people.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.